3 boring but effective strategies to help you grow your chiropractic practice in 2024. Hey guys, welcome to Practice Peak. And today I want to talk about how to increase the number of new patients you get without spending too much money on ads. If you don't know me or if you're just new to this channel, my name is Stefan. I run a practice in the UK. We do really well. We're proud to announce that. And we also teach people how to do the same stuff. So in this video, or if you listen to the podcast, you will discover how to apply this new patient generation strategy that has worked really well for us in 2024. The last one, I'm going to present 3 to you, but the last one is definitely one that you haven't heard about. And if you watch until the end, I'm happy to share with you my 3 template for this particular strategy that we used in 2024, and we know that it works. So, scary times, they say. 2023 was bad after COVID, depending on where from the world you listen to. 2024, here in the UK, we just got announced that we're officially in recession. And these are the kind of titles that we see on Twitter, on the news, in newspapers. Britain falls into recession with worst GDP performance in 2023 in years. Bank of England risks worsening UK recession if no interest rates cut soon, and so on and so forth. But let's not panic. Let's not panic because you've tuned in and you're watching this, and I'm living proof that actually my actual business, my actual chiropractic practice is the best that it has been during those same times that you're watching or listening to this video too. So I am part of a big organization. We have 5 successful clinics that all run independently and do well, very well, depending on kind of what you're used to. My personal practice, we do more than 1 million annually. I started 6-7 years ago now, from just me sitting in the office to then building the team to 15 people. Managed to put systems in place, strategies in place, and now I teach and coach people about, if they choose to take themselves away from the business can still operate and run. And that's exactly what I've been lucky enough to do. And like I said, now I consult businesses how they do that themselves if they want to. But with that said, guys, let me share some highly effective strategies for practice growth this year that work in any economic environment or any market condition. I call them boring but highly effective strategies. Boring is because some of you would want this magic wand to be waved and you just get lots of new patients. To do 1 million a year without doing the work, with hiring a marketing agency, and it kind of all happens. We've done so much testing and we've realized that unless you make it happen, no one else is going to do it for you. I can show you the way, I can show you exactly in this video how we did this, but you've got to do it. That's the end of the story. So boring strategies work because they're boring. And they're boring because they've been around for a long time. And unfortunately, human psychology is still the same. So let's talking more to the point. Leverage local SEO with a community twist. Most chiropractors, most of you guys that run the clinic, know the importance of search engine optimization. You know that you need to be found on Google. You know that you need to perform well on articles and how to list on top. If you don't know, you've got to get that right. But you can also create what we call a community-specific content into your online and offline presence. And let me give an example. I'll actually share with you exactly what we did, exactly what I did personally. That was probably done 2-3 years ago, but I've replicated it in a couple of places. So this is what I did. I'm part of a couple of gyms. Since I've become a dad, I've been able to exercise a lot less, but I used to exercise a lot more. And I kind of still kept those. I'm sure you know the same story. Many people do the same thing, but I kept like 2 memberships, even though I hardly go to any of them. But one time I went to a place called Pure Gym here in the UK. It's a chain of gyms. They have lots and lots and lots of gyms. They kind of have like a recipe and they replicate it in many places. It's a franchise model. And I noticed that some of the, I cannot speak for many, but the one I went to, some of their staff members weren't necessarily performing at a very high level, assessing their private clients. So let's say you're a PT in that particular gym. They weren't necessarily showing a really high knowledge and experience and expertise in a field of whatever they were coaching their clients. So they could have been doing like a squat or a deadlift or a pull-up, or trying to show lumbar neutral to a client, but they weren't really doing it properly. So I actually said, and I met the manager, and it was just as simple as knock on the door. Can I speak to the manager? I believe I have some value to provide for you guys. They're like, I don't know, what's your name? I said, this is my name, this is what I do, this is where my practice is. It's really not far from where you guys are. And I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just think your guys can benefit from maybe having someone professional who specializes in spinal health, in neuromusculoskeletal conditions, to give you a free talk to your staff members, that I believe can benefit from this. Because when they're teaching their clients, they can have higher retention rate, they can show that they're the expert, they can show that they know exactly how to squat, how to deadlift, what muscles to engage, what to look out for. It can be adapted to an athlete, it can be adapted to someone who's really old and has injuries in the spine. And they're like, whoa, you're a chiropractor, yeah, that would be fantastic. We need to just approve it by management, blah, blah. And it was one conversation, we set up a workshop, I taught like 7 to 10 PTs, what are the basic things that us chiropractors know that should be done when you're training an athlete or when you're training someone who just wants to learn how to lift weights properly from a chiropractor's perspective. They were so thankful, we didn't charge them any money. And then a few weeks later, you just say, hey, would you mind sharing a few posts about us? Because we have, I don't know, a health appreciation week. And if any of our guys want to start getting healthier and want to lose weight, we can send them your way. If your guys that we taught have any clients that have spinal issues or want to have massage or acupuncture or chiropractic, here we are, let's give you some voucher, some incentive, and you can give to them. And over time, that's just built an amazing relationship with one gym. You can do it with another gym, you can do it with another health club in the local area. But that is such a good way to cross refer. But also what we ask them to do is occasionally we might ask them to share our posts, and we'll share their posts in terms of how we advertise on social media or how we even approach organic traffic. So when you don't have to pay, let's say you're in the gym with one of the PTs and you take a selfie and you tag them and they tag you and you tag Pure Gym and then they tag My Clinic Life Chiropractic. So it works really, really, really well, and it helps rank higher in Google, and it also helps you build relationships with people that, I'm just thinking, imagine if this PT is training a client and the client goes to them, oh, you know, I'm not able to do these chin-ups today. And the PT says, why not? And they say, oh, I just woke up and my neck is really stiff and I'm getting this like tingling in my hand. Who is the first person they're going to think potentially to send them to, or to say, you know what, this guy knows what they're talking about. This girl, she gave us this talk about neck pain and chin-ups. Go and see them. In fact, they left us some vouchers in the back office. Let me just see if we have any left. That is a new patient generated when you're not there. You've invested 1 hour of your time building a relationship that can last potentially for a long time. So that's boring but effective strategy number one. Boring but effective strategy number two. Old school marketing is back, baby. I promise you guys, this has been working for us. I've been testing this one strategy that is so boring, I'm even ashamed to say it, but for the last 6 months, it's been generating 7 to 10 new patients a month just in my clinic alone. And that is leaflet door-to-door direct dropping. There is, as someone said once, the devil is in the detail. So it's not just here is a leaflet and let's drop it. We specifically make them so that they create a lot of value. They stand out. They look professional. There's a QR code on the back. And I teach this in other videos where it leads them to a landing page. It gives them an option to also book through that leaflet directly from the phone. So we always give patients choices, but also make them easy for them to book. But we measure so much data. And that one campaign gets me between 7 to 10 new patients a month. Bearing in mind, we have about 20 to 30 different acquisition channels. So this is just one way of getting new patients. It costs us about £60 per acquisition. It's not £60 per lead. CPA stands for cost per acquisition. So that is a client that is booked in my diary and has paid the fee, whatever your cost is, for a new patient. So because they've paid before they come to clinic, we also have a very high conversion rate for people showing up. And when they show up and we do a great job and the chiropractors are well trained and you're doing what you do best, which is chiropractic, we have, again, these are high numbers, but we have 70% conversion rate of someone coming to see you as a client and starting on care, which is actually quite difficult to achieve if you have 4, 5, 6 chiropractors. Our LTV, which stands for lifetime value, is 1,700. 1,700 British pounds, so about $2,000. So my question to you is, would you spend £60 for someone to give you £1,700 on average? Of course you would. And these numbers may vary depending on how good or how bad you are at chiropractic, at communication, at assessing patients, at being authority, being a doctor of chiropractic, just doing your job well enough. But yeah, that obviously varies massively from clinic to clinic. But these are my actual numbers. So that's like 28x investment. Yes, I will invest that any day of the week. And this is from leaflet dropping. Now, private clients that work with me, I share with them the exact template that I use and why we do it the way we do it. Because this number of £60 has sometimes been £100 and sometimes it's been 30, 40, £50, depending on the strategy of how we design the leaflets and when we distribute them and where and how. But strategy number two, guys, boring but effective. And the final one, which is where I get mostly excited about, because this is a fairly new thing that I've tested, and I don't know anyone who's done that, and correct me if I'm wrong, comment in the comment section if that's something you've tested and it hasn't worked or has worked. But in 10 years of my chiropractic career, 10 plus years, 7 years of running the business, this is something that we tested literally a few months ago. Here it is. Leveraging existing audiences and focusing on very specific niche markets. I'll explain. Very often we focus on cold audiences. So if I go on Facebook, I might spend hundreds of pounds just to generate people that have never seen me, to go from cold to maybe then they think, oh, I'm going to click on this video, but I may not. Oh, I clicked on this video, but it was boring, so I left. 6 months later, I found you again. And eventually I feel like I'm ready to maybe even have a conversation. This is what I did. I thought about this for a long time, and it came from a couple of books I read about understanding that your ideal client is already somewhere, especially in the world of online now. They're like, they're gathering somewhere, and someone has already generated that audience at some place. How can I tap into that particular industry or that particular niche? How can I get invited to the party, basically? I don't have to organize the party myself every single time. I just need to become the authority in a party and get an invitation by the most important person, who is normally the host. So this is what I did. I picked up the phone. I literally did this. It's not rocket science. I picked up my phone. I called my accountant and I said, his name is Rob. I said, Rob, I have a proposition for you, sir. He said, yes, I'm listening. How do you feel if we make you sound amazing in front of your clients that you already have and we collaborate? We call it a corporate wellness partnership for 2024. And we offer all of your clients, he's an accountant, so most of his clients are either self-employed or businesses. And we offer them from us, you don't have to do anything, a free well-being work package. We come up with a mission. We made this proposal document for them. And I said that the mission is to make the workplace healthier and happier again in Essex. So already spikes a bit of interest. But Rob is like, that sounds amazing. Why should I care? And I said, well, because you will be put as the person who is helping local businesses become healthier. We do the work. We would generate a template email. We would generate a PDF. We'll generate an ebook to make it sound exciting. We'll make it sound like we're giving lots of value that technically you're giving. And we go. And if any company says we're interested in having our posture checked, having someone, an expert like yours, to speak to our employees about work ergonomics, reducing headaches, reducing sciatica, improving posture, all of that stuff that as chiropractors we're amazing at doing, then guess what? We give them this free event. For any company that gets back to us and says, I'm interested, we're interested, let's organize a date, and we go and do the event, as long as the event is booked, I'll give you some monetary incentive. It could be £50 per event, it could be £100. It doesn't matter. I know that when we go to these events, we can generate 10, 15, 20, 30 new patients that book in a diary. So that is the power of tapping into someone else's audience, such as my accountants, presenting them with an offer that sounds irresistible for them to, it's a no-brainer, of course, and doing the work for them so that it reduces the friction. It just massively makes their way to say yes so easy. And that's exactly what we did. So he said, yeah, Steph, you know what? As long as it doesn't require any work from us, I'm happy. We'll just copy paste the email template you've made, send us the PDF. I said, by the way, we're very professional. Have it approved. If you want to change any of the wording, please let us know. Of course, we made it sound amazing. They couldn't have done this job. And if you don't have a big team like I do, you can send someone the instructions on Fiverr or People Per Hour. They can do that for $50, $60. And voila, you have potentially 50, 100, 150 businesses that you've been exposed to from the host of the party, from the accountant. By the way, you don't have to use accountants. You can think of different strategic and creative ways to do the same concept. And just think about, what is it that I can provide for them? How can I make their life easier so that it's impossible for them to say no to me? And when we did this, we actually designed, I've obviously removed my accountant's details here, so it's confidentiality, but we designed the email template. I send them like a one paragraph, which ended on dot, dot, dot. This is why we think you'll find this interesting. That's going to get sent to the companies. Then we created a PDF. This PDF introduces who I am, why consider us. These are my exact templates here. If any of you guys want to see them, if you want to find out, can I help you with any of that stuff? We can talk about it, of course. Click on the link below. You can book a call with me if you choose to. But that's the level of detail. That's the level of like obsession that we go for in order to generate 100 new patients every single month, in order to generate 500 visits a week, in order to generate 1 million in revenue every single year without me practicing, without me working as a chiropractor. And this is the beauty of it. Everything that we've done has been tested and proven. So we know exactly how to lead people to a website, landing page, QR code scanning, all of that stuff. So guys, these are boring. These are effective strategies. Nothing is stopping you from doing them yourself. And I will set you a little challenge this week, because I've made a promise that I want to help chiropractic clinics build an amazing brand, amazing business, make money, help people along the way, and have fun. So I want you to, if you're watching the YouTube, you can read this. If you're listening to the podcast, I want you to pick one of the previous strategies we've just described, take action, make it happen, and just DM me. Once you've done it, let me know what the results were. Give it a month, give it 2 months, and I would love to hear back from you guys. If you do take action and you do direct message me, find me on Instagram or in the comments here even, then it's keeping you accountable. And there's something very powerful in accountability. That's what coaching and consulting, in my opinion, is all about. Is someone, if you don't know what you don't know, it's costing you a lot of money. If someone tells you exactly what to do because they've been there, they've done that. I've gone from one person team to 5 people team to 10 people team to now 15 people team. I've gone from making 10 to 20, 30K a month to making 100K a month. So I know the road. And now it's easy for me to teach people. When I was learning and when I was applying what I was learning, it was hard. So I understand where you are. But these are some of the numbers we do now. Look at this. Visit numbers in December, November, January, this year, 2,231 visits a month. I do have a specific playbook that I use. These are the phases that I actually teach people, depending on where their clinic, depending where their practice is. We often start from just understanding a bit more about the business. So I call it like a business audit or business strategy. Then we do, in a lot of cases, I have to do a cash injection. I just had a client starting with me last week, and we're going to be this week starting the first call with the coaching, and it's very one-to-one. I had to ask them like 18 to 20 different questions about their business, so I understand the ins and outs for me to know how to cash inject, because a lot of businesses struggle with cash flow. So if I can get you to good cash flow and making money, so you don't have to worry about the bills, so you don't have to worry about where you're going to get new patients from, then you can actually focus on the good stuff, which is building a team, building a business, building culture, helping people along the way. Then there's more phases. Growth Accelerator, Automation Mastery is a little bit further down, where we put systems in place and processes. I've got another call with someone this week where they're like, they've put themselves in a very good position financially. They're doing really, really well, but they don't know how to step away from the business. So they actually have no time. So I've been lucky enough to get to phase 5 and beyond, which is operational excellence. And that's where I've allowed myself the freedom to step away from the business, and the business still operates without me, sometimes even better. So I don't get in the way, people. These are different campaigns we run, and we succeed. We're always testing. Go and watch previous videos. In fact, I made a video a few weeks ago on how we generated 107 referral links in less than a month, which made me $29,000 of income that month with zero spend. It's possible because we do it, guys. If you don't believe me, go and find the video. I'll go into much more detail. Lots and lots of testimonials. And this is always the question I end each video with is, how much is you not knowing something, how much is that costing you? How much is not knowing how to make 100,000 a month costing you? And it's costing you 100,000 because you are lacking the skill, you're lacking the knowledge, or you're lacking the execution part of things because you just not walked that walk. If I want to teach you how to get to a million a month, I can't because I haven't done that myself. So therefore, I'm not qualified to do that. But can I get you to 50 to 100K? Yes. Why? Because I'm doing it. Can I get you from zero to 50? Yes. Why? Because I've done it many times, many, many years now. So if you do think this is something that excites you, if you do think that this is something that you can or want to find out more about, the way it works is let's just have a chat. There should be a link in the video description where you can book a call with me. I still do every single call myself. It's not going to be someone else who sells you. I'm not pushy. If I can help you, great. If I can't help you, then I'll let you know I'm not the right person for you. But until we have the conversation, I don't know what the challenges for your clinics are. I don't know what goals you're after. I don't know if I like you. I don't know if you like me. So just like in a relationship, if we both like each other, if I think I can bring value, perfect. I'll let you know how my program works. If not, I'll still try to add value and guide you the right way. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Please leave a comment below. I've noticed that a lot of you watching have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, so it would mean the world to me if you do that. And please go and watch one of the other videos where I've given you specific strategies on how to bulletproof your business in 2024. Until next time, bye-bye.